Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random List. This is Jesse Cohen, and it's a cool day. You know, it's kind of the precursor to spring. Not so windy, not chilly, so I'm pretty happy. I'm also happy that in less than a week, I'll be in Austin. And actually, the reason I'm going to Austin, Texas, is I'm celebrating my 50th birthday with my friends. We actually all turned 50 around the same time 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. And because of things that are opening up now, we can now continue with our celebration. So I'll be in Austin, a little worried because on my 40th, we went to New Orleans, and I'm hoping, I'm 50. So, over 50. So things are a little different now. So bars and stuff aren't as friendly to my body and stuff like that. So anyway, today I am doing an episode that was actually pretty popular. It is Trailers of the Week. That's right, Trailers of the Week. I go on YouTube, look at the trailers, see the top ones. Got a lot of feedback last time. So these are the top trailers that I saw. And actually this week, it's funny because I think March is kind of leading into those summer movie trailers, which probably will drop sometime late March, early April. But I think we got some good ones here. First one up is, and they're not just movie trailers, they're TV trailers, they could be anything. First one up is Bosch Legacy. Bosch was the longest running show on Amazon Prime, starred Titus Weaver and Madison Lentz. Well, they're doing a spinoff of the show. I guess it ended on season 7. And now they're doing season 1 of Bosch Legacy, which is, I don't want to give it too much away, but basically it's a new stage in Bosch's life. It's on IMDb TV and it premieres May 6th. Now, IMDb TV is part of Amazon, so your Prime will work. I don't know. I saw it. I wasn't sure if I like the old Bosch. I watched a couple seasons. This one's not as big. It's more street level, but you be the judge. I don't want to give too much away. Bridgerton season 2, Netflix, Shonda Rhimes, huge mega hit. It's a period drama. It ranked, interesting fact, it ranked Netflix most watched series. 82 million people or accounts tuned in for the title. It looks good. I actually saw it. I mean, I never saw Bridgerton at all, the first one. But from what I'm seeing, if you like the first one, it's a huge trailer. This one's 3 minutes and 20 seconds, where Bosch Legacy is only a minute and 38. So you get a lot of character development, a lot of story in this trailer. It's a very meaty trailer. And yeah, it seems like it's bringing what it brought last season. So that's good. Moon Knight, Moon Knight, if you are interested in the series, which is premiering March 30th, this is the one starring, it's a Marvel property, Oscar Isaac, Ethan Hawke, May Calamay, and this one is more of those, so they have the trailer, they have the teaser trailer, the trailer, and then this is the trailer featurette now, which is different. So the trailer featurette is more like where people are talking, the actors are talking while the trailer is actually going on. So this one is really good. I think it's, what's good about it is it shows not only the actors where they give their point of view, because again, it's one of those like behind the scenes type things, but you also see a lot of Moon Knight. You see his close up of his face, how the costume looks. So it's, and a couple more action scenes. So I think they did a great job with it. I think it's very comic accurate, or as comic accurate as you can be with that costume. And that is premiering March 30th. And then the last one, it's also a Disney Plus production. It is Obi-Wan Kenobi. And this is a teaser trailer, minute 46 seconds, starring Ewan McGregor and actually Hayden Christensen. They are coming back. Hayden Christensen is Anakin Skywalker, and Ewan McGregor is Obi-Wan Kenobi. So they are reuniting in this series, which premieres in May 25th. It's good. I liked it. It shows a lot of Tatooine. It goes. It looks similar to Book of Boba Fett and Mandalorian. It looks like it's kind of going after that kind of deep cut 70s look for it. So it definitely captures Uncle Owen's in it. You get a lot of space. Space and Tatooine, and it looks like a deep story about it. So definitely something to watch out for. So that is it. Those are all the trailers I found this week. If you know of any others, you can hit me up on Twitter at podcastlist, hashtag randomlist. I'm also on Instagram at randomlist podcast. You can also find me on all the podcast platforms. I'm there. You know, stop by, say hi, leave a review, or ask me a list about a list. And I also track the steps that I take, that the professionals take. And, you know, if you're tracking along, you know, let me know about it. And that is it. Have a great day. Stay warm. And thank you so much for listening. Bye.